helping death drivers and helping anyone who's in need. Maybe you should have him on. He's a great young lad, a shining example of youth. What an intro. Paul McCusker is available to speak to us. Did you hear that, Paul?
I did, Frank. I was very flattering, I have to say. That was a nice comment. Thank you for that person who texted in.
Yes, a lady called Tracy, totally independent texter, someone who contacts the programme from time to time. Paul, it's the issue of the death driving. It used to be called joyriding, and my goodness, I will do everything on the radio to reinforce the death driving term as opposed to the old-fashioned way of talking about it. It is a serious issue, and it's being tackled, but sadly, from a social media perspective, there's plenty of evidence that those who would be prepared to kill are out and about on a regular basis.
Yeah, I mean, Frank, I've been out last night on the Oak Park. I'm actually standing here now where this has been happening for three consecutive nights on the Oak Park. We've seen death driving, putting people's lives at risk. It's a very built-up community here on the Oak Park as well. So a lot of children, the volume of people, the traffic here. So, you know, if there's no action taken soon, there's going to be serious injury or death. I've spoken on your show before about this particular issue. I've also been speaking to police the last few months. There's definitely an increase happening here in North Belfast. But, you know, as I'm standing here now in the Oak Park, Frank, it's visible to see the damage caused to the road because the recent incidents of death driving on the Oak Park.
So you get guys that come flying down the road in a car, they put the handbrake on at speed, they crash into street furniture, they bounce off other cars. Some of them manage to, you know, successfully negotiate the turn and speed on down the road again. They don't care if someone's coming out of side streets, if children are crossing the road, if the elderly are trying to go from A to B, as long as they can put on their show of bravado. Are they doing this in stolen vehicles? Are they doing it in old runarounds that they've bought? Or are they doing it in their own high-spec cars?
Well, the recent car that was taken off the roads, Frank, recently was a convertible. But there's also evidence also that they're doing stolen vehicles as well, so it's a mixture of vehicles. Say there was a car taken off the road recently by the police in North Belfast, but these people have no regard for the community. There's no regard for people who live here, and residents are telling me this morning that they don't believe they're actually from the area. So we believe maybe they're coming from other parts of the city to do this. So people who live along the stretch of the Oak Park Road here this morning, they're living in fear, and some have told me they want to actually move home because they feel unsafe in their own homes.
Now, they are not alone in having death drivers in the vicinity. We get it in the countryside. Okay, less opportunity to kill passers-by, but at the same time, if you come round the corner when they're donutting or when they are driving recklessly, they will kill you, and they're happy enough to kill you. It is very difficult to eradicate these people from society, to get them in front of a judge and to get them into a cell, unless they actually kill the person. So what steps are being taken?
Well, I've spoken to police and asked police to be more visible in the area, and we need to be looking at prevention. So, I mean, the police need to be on the ground to prevent it happening and also responding when actually it does, to take place as well. So I think visibility with police, that will deter them. There's no, what residents feel and what I feel at the minute, there's no deterrent in the Oak Park at the minute for them, and they're getting an opportunity to flip down the road and do what they want to do. So I think police have a big responsibility to step up and be more visible in this particular area until it stops, really.
Do the police still have that car crime team that used to be featured on, I think, on a TV programme as well, or certainly a documentary made about them? Do they still resource that or not?
Yeah, there's an auto crime team that I believe that respond to this type of behaviour. Now, residents have told me that along the stretch off the road this morning, they are reporting things to the police, but when police arrive, that these people have left. You know, so police need to be more quicker to respond. And one of the things I've asked police over the next number of weeks to have more visibility, because when they're here, then it deters those people who want to do this reckless behaviour.
When we see it on social media, you tend to get the sense that there's an audience, that it's not just passers-by who are being affected. There are, if you don't mind me saying, some young people who seem idiotic, who are standing filming it as if it is some sort of sport that they've paid into view.
Yeah, there is also evidence that it's been organised and orchestrated through social media. And young people will gather around because they think it's fun. Now, we've been involved in a number of initiatives with young people in North Belfast to educate them in terms of saying, listen, you know, this behaviour is wrong and you shouldn't be getting involved in it. So there is ongoing work with youth workers from Ardon Youth Club. I know that the youth worker Stephen Conrad and other workers are trying to target those young people who would be involved in that type of behaviour. And at the community level, we're trying to address that. But on the bigger picture, I think law needs to step in here with the police and work on preventing, you know, being here early part of the night when they arrive to stop them from actually doing this, doing this behaviour, and then also responding in a very quick manner to respond to it and reassure residents. I mean, when you hear residents tell you they no longer want to live here, they have to move the cars from the front of their homes, I mean, that can't be allowed to happen, and it's unacceptable. And as I said, I was here late last night. Last night was quiet, but 3 nights previous to that, there was 3 consecutive nights of this death driving up and down the Oak Park Road. So residents got a bit of respite last night, but they're unsure, will these people return again tomorrow night?
A number of families, sadly, down the years have been bereaved by guys like this. There are girls involved in it as well. It is reckless beyond belief. Do they not think ahead? Do they not think that the next time they handbrake that car, that they might kill someone, or indeed they might injure or kill themselves? Have they simply not got the ability to think beyond the second that they're living in? Some of them have been in custody before. Some of them have been in Hyde Bank and places like that before, and are back out. Is enough being done to keep them out of society?
I don't think there is enough being done, Frank. And you did speak about families. I know personally some families that have been bereaved through car crime in North Belfast, and what this does is shows disrespect to those families. And I know families have contacted me over the last few months around this particular issue who have lost children and have lost loved ones through car crime. These people need to be made aware of their actions, but they have no regard for community. They have no regard for people. And the only people to deal with this is the police and the law. Because they're going to keep on doing it until they actually get challenged and being brought before the courts. But as I say, you know, community have a responsibility too, and we are trying our best to work with youth workers to get young people involved in different programs. But the police have a big responsibility to keep people safe. And at the minute, people live along the stretch of Oak Park Road here don't feel safe in their own homes. And as I say, you know, they have to move their own cars, you know, at night as well. So it's unacceptable, and it needs to stop before someone is seriously injured or killed.
Inevitably, that is what's going to happen.
Yes, and that's our worry, because as I stand in the Oak Park now, Frank, across the street there's a youth club. On down the street as well, there's a school as well, and lots of built-up area, lots of shops. So the volume of people about this road is it's always busy. The cars, there's plenty of traffic as well. So, you know, that doesn't end well if these people continue this behaviour. And God forbid, nothing does happen. But we need to act now before, you know, something does happen.
And some of them are doing it in daylight.
Yes, I mean, this could kick off at night. Between residents are telling me at 6 p.m. at night, even during the day as well. The volume of traffic up and down in terms of speed and as well. But, you know, it go on to 2 o'clock in the morning as well. So, I mean, it varies in terms of times. And it's happening in daylight. It's happening when people are about. It's happening when children are about. And need to stop.
It absolutely does. Paul, thanks for speaking to us about it.
Thanks, Frank.
Paul McCusker from the SDLP. It's coming up on 25 minutes to 11. Have you witnessed this death driving? These reckless maniacs who may have stolen a car or who may have bought a car for next to nothing and are going to just rake it and rip it until it falls apart, who will tear up and down a road, handbrake turn, screech to a halt, spin the tyres, reverse towards you, zoom off, handbrake turn again, come ripping through. This is all happening like in a 30 mile an hour zone, and they might be doing 60, 70 miles an hour with no regard whatsoever for any person or anything in the vicinity. Have you witnessed that? Would you like to talk to us about it? 90333105. And how keen would you be to ensure that those people are given long custodial sentences, who are properly taken out of society, so your sister who is pushing her child in the little pushchair isn't going to be killed the next time she's walking down the road, or your grandmother when she's crossing the road isn't going to be killed, or you when you come round the corner on your daily routine, doing your hard day's work, you're not going to be killed because of some thug who's behind the wheel of a car. Do let us know what you think on the issue. 90 333 105. There's no doubt what I think about it, but you can let us know what cure you have, what panacea you have for the ills of society, and what help you have for people who are tortured by these thugs.
The Frank Mitchell Phone-In on U105. Conversation for you.